Lost in Space, an adventure with Rocky Starr.
Rocky, Di, and Mitch have left the street to examine the strange spacecraft that attacked them. Climbing in through the shattered stern, they find many new and unusual things. Doors sealed only by a solid wall of energy. Short, broad figures with smooth, green skins, huge eyes, and a long feeding tube such as insects possess. Suddenly, Mitch notices orange smoke curling from a cracked bulkhead. The metal is warm and vibrates when touched. Mitch says urgently,
"Rocky, please. Let's get back to the street before the whole box and dice explodes."
"But we haven't looked around properly yet, Mitch."
"Giggling grasshoppers, Rocky. We don't get out of here, we won't be bothering about looking at anything."
"What do you think, Di?"
"It does seem charged with electricity in here. And that vibration. I think Mitch is right about there being a power plant."
"Well, that's just the thing we should investigate."
"Yeah, but that orange smoke, look at it."
"Yeah, there seems to be some sort of a manhole here. If we could open it and have a look..."
"Oh, Rocky, you can't."
"Well, it only take a few minutes, Mitch. Come on. Here, help me with this thing."
"Well, let's make it snappy. Come on. It won't shift."
"Well, let's try turning it. It's moving."
"Yeah. Hey, that's it. And what good has it done you? Can't see a thing in there for smoke."
"I can see a little. Hey, Di, have a look at this."
"It looks like masses of coiled tubes. And layers of flat sheet of some kind.
And that luminous orange glow playing across them. Almost like lightning. What do you make of it?"
"Oh, it's a system quite beyond me."
"Well, now you've had a good old gander. Can we scram out of here, huh?"
"Perhaps Mitch is right, Rocky. I don't like the way the smoke's seeping up from between those flat sheets. Look. Look, they seem to be buckling."
"Great planet, you're right. Come on."
"Yeah, well, now maybe next time you'll believe a guy. Let's get out of here."
"Our shoes, Rocky. They're striking orange sparks from the plates."
"Come on, quickly. Here's the opening."
"Yeah, at least we've reached the way out in one piece."
"All right, you two first. Now get clear and boost across to the streak as fast as you can."
Scrambling hurriedly through the tangle of wrecked red metal, the three launch themselves into space. Their booster jets send them gliding toward the streak's open airlock, but when only half the distance is covered, there is a sudden burst of orange flame behind them.
"Oh, there she goes."
"Look out for the wreckage."
"Yep." "Oh!
Rocky!"
"Ah!
Mitch, he's been hit! Mitch, where are you?"
"I'm plastered against the streak."
"Are you all right?"
Yeah, I think so. Hey, what's that about Rocky?"
"He was hit."
"Oh, no. Where is... Giggling grasshoppers, he's drifting towards that radioactive sun thing."
"I'll blast after him."
"No, your booster jet would never make it. Into the street, quick."
As Di floats rapidly toward the airlock, Mitch grabs her and drags her inside. The doors clang, air hisses, and then they're racing toward the control deck.
"Leave your space helmets on, women. We might need them."
"There he is."
"Huh? Where?"
"There, see?"
"Oh, yeah. Well, here goes."
"Not too much speed or we'll overshoot him, Mitch."
I know, chicken. How are we doing? How's that?"
I think a bit more to the left." No, not too far."
"Oh, I think that should be about right. I have a look. Yeah, that seems to be okay. Now, where are those space hooks?"
"On the ropes, in the bottom locker."
"Okay, will you watch controls?"
"Aren't you going out after him?"
"Nah, just a minute. Stop talking till I get these space hooks."
"Well, hurry."
"All right, I'm doing my best." "Right, here we are. Now, it's quicker to throw a grapple from the airlock and haul him in. Now, stand by to decelerate when we're alongside. I'm going to the airlock."
"Oh, I hope I can handle it."
"Of course you can handle it, chicken. Now, look after yourself. Good luck."
Seconds later, Mitch crouches in the open airlock, holding the heavy grappling hooks on their ropes. Rocky's helpless form comes into sight. Mitch tenses. There is the shudder of deceleration, and then he's hurling the hook out into space. Out, out it floats, taking the rope with it. Jaw clenched, Mitch hauls in slowly. The deadly radioactive ball is very close now. Dye appears in the airlock.
The hook's missing him, Mitch.
Now, will you haul it in, Dye? I'll throw out another. There we are.
The rock's right across his shoulder.
Yeah, with a bit of luck, Yeah, got him. Now, come on, Dye. Haul him in, but do it slowly, you right?
Yes.
Right, in. Come on.
Oh, Mitch. Mitch, he's very still.
Yeah, I like the look of it. Here he comes. Okay, now grab him. You right?
Yes.
Come on, up. There we go. Yeah. Did it. Now you close the airlock and get a spacesuit off. I'm going back to the controls before that thing out there radiates us to Kingdom Come. Yeah? Oh, hello, honey. Yeah, I think I got us away just in time. I'm just checking radioactivity.
Below danger point?
Yeah, I think so. Just a minute. Yeah, looks all right. How's Rocky?
Oh, his suit wasn't punctured, thank goodness, but the wreckage hit him in the chest.
Giggling grasshoppers. Is it bad? Has he come around?
No, I'll need help to move him, Mitch.
Oh, good. We better get him to the hospital cabin right away. Come on, let's get down there.
All right.
Everything happens to us. We never get 2 minutes, but somebody's in trouble.
I know yes,
somebody gets
know.
Hurt. All the time. We only listen to Uncle Mitch when I tell him to not do things. We'd be a lot better off. Oh, where is he? Oh, Rocky. I don't know. We seem to do nothing but get hurt this trip.
Oh, we should have got out of that chip when you warned us, Mitch.
Yeah, well, forget it. I thought the Streak's Hill might have been damaged, but everything seems okay so far. Suppose that's something. Ah, here we are. Gee. Rocky! Rocky, boy. Ah, not a sign.
Mitch, it's going to be touch and go. I'll have to try and operate.
Yeah, well, you studied surgery once. Be sure you'll be all right?
Oh, it's such a long time ago, but... Well, there's no one else, Mitch. Out here in the middle of nowhere.
But what are we gonna do? I hope you know what you're doing. It's Rocky, you remember? You gotta be sure, Chicken.
I can only try, can't I?
Yeah, well, maybe we better cut the spacesuit off first, and then
we'll get him to the hospital first. Now help me lift him onto the trolley.
Right up.
Now, Mitch, huh? Be as gentle as you can. He's badly hurt.
With tender care, Mitch and Dye lift their unconscious friend onto the waiting trolley. Then Dye is hurrying ahead to prepare instruments while Mitch wheels the trolley after her. Meanwhile, on Astros, a transparent dome-shaped vehicle is racing along a luminous street.
Paul, look back. Do they give chase?
No sign yet. I think we caught him flat-footed, Ivan.
Oh, it feels so wonderful to be free again. Are you going to try and reach the Taurus, Ivan?
Yes.
Corner ahead, Ivan.
Which way?
Search me.
He'll not quickly. Can you remember the way they bought you?
Oh, it's so hazy. To the right, I think.
Well, straight on would be easier.
It might take us away from the Taurus. Hold tight, I'm turning right.
Oh, Ivan.
All right.
Oh, yeah, but don't wreck the thing.
Listen.
What is it?
Oh, sort of a Strozian police siren.
Oh, they are giving us chase.
Police?
Same idea.
Oh, they can't catch us now.
Ivan, I can see them. Oh, can't you get any more out of this thing?
I will try. There, that is the best I can do.
Well, they don't seem to be gaining.
Well, we might do it.
If we are going in the right direction. And when we do reach the ship, there will be so little time.
Oh, I hope it isn't going to be too hard to find them in the dark.
Oh, say, I never thought of that.
Oh,
don't slow up now, Ivan.
I am not. It is a machine.
Oh, don't say we're going to have a breakdown now.
The police car's gaining.
We've got to do something quick.
I know nothing of the motors of these things. All I can do is pull out switches and levers.
They're coming closer all the time.
Oh, of all the worthless two-bit luck. Oh, here, let me try, Ivan.
Where is the police vehicle? Steer while I can take a look. Oh, it is impossible. Unless we can stop them, we are caught again.
Pull up and run for it.
Useless. They would catch us easily. Give me the controls again, Paul. I have an idea.
Well, better be good.
Take this pistol. Go to the rear. I think there is a hatchway. Oh, let the police buggy have it? Right. Don't fire at the cabin. Best try and hit the round castles on which they move these things.
Good luck, Paul.
I'll meet it.
If only I knew what was wrong.
It's horrible seeing them catch up like this. Only about 50 yards now.
After all our running and hiding.
Ivan, what did you do?
I don't know. I just jiggled the controls. We accelerated.
The leading police car. Paul hit one of the casters. It's crashed.
That gives us a chance. The other car.
Trying to get past.
We all draw ahead again. Good shooting, Paul.
Oh, I bet it was luck. But it sure wrecked them. Crossroads ahead.
Yeah.
And look, about another half mile, there are no lights.
Then this does lead to the open country. Oh, the crossroad. I hope nothing is coming along the other way.
Listen.
Another police car. Hey, man, look out. It's at the crossroads waiting for us. It's moving out to block the road.
Ivan glares at the green-striped vehicle that has moved into their path. Can they reach the Taurus with the Astrogians marshaled to stop them? And what of Rocky lying unconscious on the operating table in the Streets Hospital? There is exciting action to come, so don't miss the next thrilling chapter of this Rocky Star adventure, Lost in Space!